From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. President Obama says today's encouraging jobs report shows the worst of the recession is over. As NPR's Scott Horsley reports, the president spoke to workers in North Carolina after the Labor Department reported a six-figure increase in jobs last month.
The nation's economy added 162,000 jobs in March, its best performance in 3 years. Some of that increase came from temporary census jobs, but private employers were also hiring. President Obama toured an advanced battery part factory that's adding hundreds of jobs with the help of the government's economic stimulus program. Mr. Obama said the growth in jobs nationwide is evidence his economic policies are working.
We've promoted innovation in the private sector, not just to create jobs, but also to help America lead in the growth industries of the 21st century.
Economists expect job growth to slowly accelerate during the year, but warn unemployment is likely to remain painfully close to 10%. Scott Horsley, NPR News, Charlotte, North Carolina.
Many neighborhoods in Rhode Island are still underwater after some of the worst flooding in the state's history this week. As state officials try to assess the damage, Megan Hall of member station WRNI reports Homeland Security Secretary Janet Napolitano checked out conditions from a helicopter.
Napolitano spent an hour in the air getting a sense of the devastation in the Ocean State. Despite the drying that's occurred over the past few days, she says she can tell that Rhode Island was hit hard.
I've flown quite a few floods, and this was a bad flood.
The secretary could still see shopping centers underwater and personal items stretched out on the lawns of flooded homes. She says the federal government will continue to help with the recovery efforts.
We are committed to staying the course here. We are committed to working with the state, with communities, with individuals, families, and businesses in the weeks and months to come.
More than 3,000 Rhode Islanders have already applied for federal assistance. State officials say current cost estimates range in the hundreds of millions. For NPR News, I'm Megan Hall in Providence.
The death toll from an explosion at an oil refinery in Washington State has risen. Four people are dead and three are critically injured after the Tesoro refinery, about 70 miles north of Seattle on Puget Sound, exploded and caught fire early this morning. Company officials say the explosions occurred while maintenance work was underway, but they have not yet determined what caused it. Rescue workers in northern China say they hear some signs of life coming from a mine more than 800 feet underground. More than 150 Chinese coal miners have been trapped there since an accident Sunday. Rescuers say they tapped on one of the pipes used to pump water out of the flooded mine, and they've heard tapping in response. Some 3,000 rescuers are working around the clock to save them. This is NPR News. Eight suspects charged with plotting to overthrow the government have been ordered to remain in jail until their trial. A federal judge in Detroit says prosecutors have presented the court with very disturbing information. They and one other suspect being held in Indiana are charged with seditious conspiracy, attempting to use weapons of mass destruction, and other crimes. Struggling state and local governments are getting some help paying for loan costs from a government bonds program. Danielle Carson reports the Treasury Department is using economic stimulus money to fund it.
48 states have raised $90 billion so far through the Build America Bonds program. This is how it works. Local governments pay a little over a third of the interest payments on any bonds they issue for public construction projects. Uncle Sam subsidizes the rest. With most state budgets drowning in red ink, Sam Rosen-Amy, an analyst with OMB Watch, says the stimulus funds are being put to good use.
States are facing significant budget gaps, and the bond program helps them fill that gap by raising money to fund everything from, you know, paving roads to building schools to any other capital project.
But the bond program isn't a free lunch. States are expected to eventually pay back the borrowed money. For NPR News, I'm Danielle Carson.
Television stage and screen actor John Forsythe has died. Forsythe earned the most fame from playing a scheming oil tycoon on the 1980s primetime drama Dynasty. Before that, he'd made his mark with his voice, playing Charlie, the unseen boss on Charlie's Angels. Forsythe had battled cancer. He was 92. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.